Czech leaders, of course, have congratulated Donald Trump on his victory in the US presidential election, saying they're looking forward to continued cooperation between Prague and Washington. But how does the Czech foreign policy community view Mr. Trump's suggestion on the campaign trail that the US might not necessarily honor NATO's keystone Article 5 and come to the defense of another member if it were attacked? Ian Willoughby put that question to Petr Kratochvíl, head of Prague's Institute of International Relations.
First of all, we have to make this distinction between people in the foreign policy departments and, in political foreign political elite, which follows these comments very closely, and between ordinary people in the street who do not really know much about this and do not discuss that in much detail. But even for the foreign policy elite, I believe that most of them are convinced, or at least hope, that this was only part of the pre-election heated rhetoric, and that all of this will change once President Trump assumes the office, and then that, all the things will calm down, and in fact these declarations will be at least revised to some extent. Also, there is clearly a big difference in the public mood between the situation in the Czech Republic and in the Baltic countries or Poland regarding Russia. So these worries are not really that palpable as in some other countries of the region.
I wanted to ask you about Mr. Trump's perceived positive attitude towards Russia and President Putin. Should that be a cause of concern for Czechs and others in the region?
Well, again, I think there is a big difference between the Czech Republic and some other countries here. As you know, the Czech political elite, as well as the public, is rather divided on Russia. There are many who support the ongoing sanctions of the EU against Russia. There are others, including our president, who call for the end of the sanction regime. And the same applies to the perception of Russia as a threat to the country. There is a substantial part of the population that in the long term sees Russia as a threat to the country, but according to opinion polls, it is the Islamic fundamentalists who are perceived as the biggest threat to the country and not Russia. So again, substantial difference between the Czech Republic and, let's say, Estonia or Lithuania. So the attitudes are very different across the region.
The French president, François Hollande, famously said that Donald Trump made him feel ill. I'm not aware of any Czech leaders making any statement like that. Indeed, President Zeman said he would vote for Mr. Trump. But from speaking to Czech officials behind the scenes, do you get any sense that they preferred either candidate before yesterday's election?
Well, my impression was that most of the people in the establishment would definitely vote for Hillary Clinton. There is no doubt about that. There is this rather narrow group around President Zeman who were in favor of Donald Trump. But as I say, these were a minority which was very vocal. But most of the people, in particular at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and also at the Ministry of Defense, because most of these people are, of course, a bit, as we discussed before, worried about the security guarantees from the United States, that they would be much happier with President Clinton.
Do you think we can expect to see Mr. Trump's win provide a kind of boost to anti-establishment politicians around Europe and here in the Czech Republic?
Well, yes. I think this is very likely, because of course all of these events we have been through during this year, including the Brexit, including the gradual rise of populist parties across Europe, all of this is part of a broader or deeper trend of the erosion of the Western liberal order. The novel thing is that not that it's a challenge from the outside, but that it's also a challenge from the inside. So indeed, there is a kind of cross-fertilization between these, among these movements, and the victory of President Trump will definitely give it another boost.